I understand that Payne & Dolan is one of the largest businesses in the city of Franklin. They are a very profitable and well-run organization. But continuing with an operation that causes so much frustration, so much angst, and what you're hearing tonight, complaints, legitimate complaints, I don't think this can go on being ignored. And what we've heard tonight is that the PDD is not really doing what it should do to protect us. That statement was made. I think that something has to be done, whether it's done collectively by the neighbors, whether they do it through lobbying, or they do it in some other avenue or other pursuit. We've got to find a way to make the PDD more relevant and more functional to protect us. The other point I want to make is I'm very disturbed about the seismographs not working when they should, the blasting going on. I'm telling you, when I sat back there, it sounds ludicrous, and it almost sounds, it makes me skeptical. And I want to know if Stantec, which I have no knowledge of and I have no beef with, I understand from what I've read they're a fine professional organization, but just like any employee of this city, any of us or any consultant, there has to be a performance review, just as it is with us in our personal lives. Are we performing the way we should? When we work, are we performing the way we should? I think Stantec should be an appraisal of their performance. And I just think that going forward, the PDD needs to be looked at. And I want to thank you for the time to hear me out. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
If there's nobody else, I started the evening off. I'd like to just finish it by thanking the committee for hearing us out, changing the time. We'd like that to go into the future so we can continue to come to these committees and follow up on our questions and concerns. Thank you from Payne and Dolan, Stantec, for your comments and your input. There's a lot of skepticism in this room right now. There's a lot of emotion in this room right now, and you can imagine it's because our homes, we feel, are falling apart underneath us. And despite what the PDD say, despite what the contracts say, and despite what business operations say, you just need to get the fact that we are concerned for our homes, just like you would be and you would be and you would be if something was affecting you. So you've given us a roadmap, Alderman, for us to go forward. Now I'm going to address my comments to this group. There's a gentleman here who's asked for everybody's name and phone number and address for a possible class action suit. Whether we go that way or not, I don't know. But everybody in this room better get together, because that's the only way the pressure is going to stay on. And if we have to get the media involved, we'll get the media involved. And if we have to be outside on the sidewalk picketing, we'll picket. And if we have to call the alderman, we'll call the alderman. If we have to get the mayor here, we'll get the mayor here. This is not going to stop. It can't stop because we got to save our homes. You just need to understand that.
I think that is a very appropriate, if you could remember everything you just said, to say that at the next council meeting. And to address the next council meeting, Mr. Deal, when is the next meeting?
December 2nd.
Is that the...
That's a Sunday.
No?
That's a
Hang on
fourth.
A second.
Fourth sounds better.
I'm hearing December 4th would be the next council meeting. No guarantees that we can get it on the agenda, but there is a method that two aldermen can call a special meeting, and usually they don't like to do that, so that kind of can force something on the agenda. So if we can't get it on the agenda, I can ask Alderman Barber to sponsor a special meeting on that day as well. So...
The meetings in December are December 4th and December 18th.
Everybody hear that? December 4th.
And December 18th. Those are the council meetings that...
To me, it would be better not to have one during closer to Christmas because you're going to have a lot of people gone. So if we can get a recommendation and get something on the agenda for the next Tuesday, the 4th, it would be better.
Can I talk?
6:30.
It means it starts at 6:30. That's when citizen comment period. It's very similar format to this, where a citizen comment period is long.
I just want to add a comment that there is a lot of people in here I have never seen at the Common Council. If this whole group goes up to the Common Council and does a citizen comment, I think they will reach some of the other aldermen, and that would be a wonderful thing. I was over to the Common Council when they had the budget. You know how many people were there? Three of us. That's how interesting that budget was. And that's what's wrong with some of these people. They don't attend the meetings. Thank you.
Alderman Barber.
We are probably up against the wall for another meeting. I don't know about the rest of the committee, but having another quarry committee, monitoring committee meeting this year, or would we want to do it for January? Because I'm wondering if we shouldn't right now plan on having it at 6 o'clock again, and how many people would still like to be participating in it at that point to come back to us and talk to us. That I'm willing to do that, or I'm willing to suggest that we keep this as a 6 o'clock time slot. I don't, the call of the meeting is up to the chair, so I'm just trying to talk out when the next meeting, so you can anticipate coming to this meeting again and being part of it as you are this evening. We value that. We wanted that. We requested the meeting so that it can be here tonight for this time slot. And I'm glad you all came out. It's going to help us understand the magnitude of the problem and how to work with it. So don't drop that. Just when could we set a next meeting tentatively to be confirmed, or so everybody here would know when that might be?
So if you guys have calendars, otherwise Gail usually calls everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know without having my entire, you know, other meetings, like, you know, I sit on several boards of committees, so I don't have those in front of me to know when I can set a meeting. So what happens is we have to have a quorum, so staff sends out several suggested dates, and then when everybody can respond, that's the date we pick, and then it's put up on the city's website, and you can go there and see when.
Or call our department.
You can also call the city and get the times and dates of the meetings as well.
Can we commit to having one in January, though, at some point? We shoot for one in January?
Safe. December will be tough, but January.
Just to give you guys a window.
Right.
Let's shoot for January. Another one at 6 o'clock. As soon as we can clear the schedule for January, I'll send that out and
put it on the website so we can find it there.
I just have one last comment. I asked Alderman Barber privately, so I just want it on the record. I need some help getting this information. If you need basement foundation work in the city of Franklin, you need to pull a permit. I asked Alderman Barber, I would like to know how many permits have been pulled in Ritt River Heights regarding basement foundation work and how that number compares to other neighborhoods in the city.
Good question. Mr. Deedle, And have that information, if possible, for the next meeting?
Yeah, in the 14 years I've lived in Franklin on 57th Street, I count seven homes just on my street in the last 14 years. I'm just curious what that number would be. Thanks again. And Alderman Barber has provided, anytime I've asked, or other people have asked Alderman Barber for information, he's been very straightforward. He's excellent. He has provided me with a lot of information. All you have to do is just ask. He's very easy to talk to.
I have the same, and I have a newsletter, and you can just send me an email and I will add you to my newsletter list.
I have a question that's been triggered by something someone said earlier. Someone said there may not be people here because they signed the contract with the quarry early on in regards to the sale of their home. And so my question is, I'm hopeful that there'll be some type of survey going forward, whether it's done by private citizens or by the city, trying to gather the amount of damage that has been done to homes to this point, which we believe is due to the quarry blasting. But what I want to know is, if anybody signed the contract with the quarry in terms of the sale of the house, was there any statement within that original contract that then prevented those people from making complaints about the quarry? Because that would affect the results of damage or complaints. And so that's a question that could be, you know, if someone can track down that original contract and see what the verbiage was. Pardon me?
I think I have the one I signed. I'll find that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I looked once before and I couldn't find anything in our files.
I'll check my records, but I think I'm kind of like I retain things like that. I don't know why. But
I just might for this purpose.
I just might have it. I won't say for sure. But, I think
but
I
if you do, it. Alderman Barber, you would give a copy to city staff so they can have it in their files because they should have one. I would think that Payne and Dolan would have a copy of that as well, wouldn't you? If that was some agreement that was made.
And I did file a complaint 10 years ago when there was a blast that did shake my house and knock things off the wall. And someone did come out, and it was inconclusive as to whether it was linked to the quarry or not. But I did take all those steps. I went after you guys as best I could at the time. So
I know your time is valuable, but I'm hoping that you'll stay and listen as we attempt to form a motion, or because the next item is closing the citizen comment period and then moving on to the business where I understand. And then if you want to hear what our action is or even give suggestions or you're not happy with the recommendation, we can be open to making tweaks to that. It's hard for me to draft a motion in front of you and listen to you and try to put that together. So, and the other thing is you might want to listen on the other items that are on the agenda. I don't know if copies of the agenda were available for everyone. Would you like to speak before I close?
Real quick. Is this better, Leroy? Just so you know, my name, as I mentioned before, is Clint Wenninger. I'm a geologist, land resources manager with Payne & Dolan. I just want to let you know that I'm more than willing to stop by your house, come talk to you about your concerns, and have a dialogue with you one-on-one, too, in your houses if you are open to that. So we can either, I don't know the best way of getting my contact information out. I know if this Gail have that, have contact Gail, and then she can get you my contact info, but I'm more than willing to do that, and we can arrange that so it's not in the middle of the day, because I know a lot of you work. So I'm more than willing to come out and talk to you if you're interested in that. So please let me know, okay?
Thank you. Do you have business cards?
I have some in the car, but I don't know if I'm in the car.
Okay. Are there any other citizens that didn't get a chance to comment that would like to comment before I close the citizen comment period and we move on to our business? Are there any other citizens? Seeing no one rising, I'm going to close the citizen comment period and move to return to the regular order of business.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor to return to the regular business? Aye. Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, we are moving on to agenda item business A, review of the Payne and Dolan Quarry blast of October 1st. And we've heard, thank you, and we've heard your comments, and we will attempt to form a motion for a recommendation. I did start something. It's not real defined, but I had moved to make a recommendation to the Common Council that consideration be given to research methods such as, but not limited to, funding to review and address residential complaints caused by quarry blasting and nuisance ordinance. And we can better refine that or add in any other suggestions, any members who would like to.
I would like to see that the language defined as to how far towards 51st is legally within the limits at this point, And I'd like to also define the Drexel limits for everybody so we know what those are in terms of the original PDD or the ordinances. And then I'd like to see somebody do some analysis of where they stand in relation to that now.
All
what
of
is the existing parameters that they have to operate within, and where do they stand in compliance with those limits? And where do they still have more room to work within?
Well, we need a concise motion. You could, if you wanted to, have the chair and staff take the comments into consideration, including what you just made, the motion I suggested, and put together a recommendation that would go to the council. I mean, I don't see how I could possibly make a motion that includes all that.
That's what I'd like to see that come up for our January meeting, to finalize all that and to get more input as to the wording that we do provide, and maybe get that input into the system again if we are missing something.
So
I'm looking at the January meeting as being something that would be something we'd work on in staff to deal with that meeting is held, and then we can go from there.
Well, I think what has to happen is a recommendation for the council to, they're going to have to spend some money. There's just really no way to address studies and looking into people's basements and hiring consultants to look at surveys without spending any money. And unless the council members are willing to do that, we can make all the recommendations we want about what we would like to see inside of a motion, and it's not going to go anywhere. So to me, the recommendation needs to be consideration for additional funding. Because with that additional funding, then we can add on those things that when the residents come to the council, they can say, we want you to support that, and these are the things that we feel are important. So, Mr. Deedle, do you have any suggestions or any other commission members?
I would just say add that some of that, Alderman Barber's ideas could potentially be part of a contract with Stantec for next year. But again, that money goes really fast. If we want to continue some blast monitoring, there won't be a lot of money for that.
Next year, you mean 2019?
Yep. And otherwise, yes, I agree with Alderman Wilhelm that any kind of work is not going to be done by staff, because we're already pretty busy, unless against the council sets the priorities and tells me to stop working on Area G and work on this instead. Otherwise, yes, you will need money to hire a consultant.
Yeah. So,
I'm willing to work with you and city staff as best we can to craft that before the next council or before
the
council meeting. And again, your input is going to be valuable at the council level to do that.
I guess the motion could be that the Quarry Monitoring Committee directs the district aldermanic representatives on the committee to draft a council action sheet to be presented to the Common Council at their next meeting. The next meeting is the
deadline is tomorrow morning.
Deadline's tomorrow morning?
Yeah. It'd have to be the 18th.
Yeah, and that's right before Christmas. I think we can put together we'd have to go home and do it tonight. But I think we can probably put something together. Joel, can you send me
It might not be all-inclusive, but it would be something. I don't know if we want to wait for to everything to be a little bit more inclusive of the concerns that were raised here.
Well, I think the citizens can make it very inclusive. If they come to the meeting and stand at the microphone, all we have to say is we're putting it on the agenda. You need to hear what they have to say.
I totally agree with that.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Deedle, did you capture the motion that I suggested?
Nope. Only the last part about the quarry monitoring committee directs the alderman members to draft the council action sheet. That's the only part I got. The first one, this one.
No, we're going to scratch that one. That was not. So this is the motion. Read back what you captured on the second.
So the quarry monitoring committee directs the aldermanic members to draft the common council action sheet for the next common council meeting?
Yes, for the next meeting, which is, you said it's
December 4th?
Yeah, for the December 4th.
The deadline would be tomorrow morning.
Yes. Would someone like to make that motion?
I make that motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
No, I second it.
We have a second. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Okay. I don't think we've pretty much covered that. So, Mr. Yee, I will definitely need you to send that...
A blank sheet.
Tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, my part's the easy part. I don't have to write anything. I just have to find an example, a previous one. They have to write it.
Okay. Good thing I stay up late at night. Okay, the next item on the agenda is consideration of the continued quarry monitor services for 2019. Mr. Deedle, do you have a template on that?
Yes, in the committee's packets should be a copy of the current contract with Stantec. So that would be labeled item VB. And it's the title is Professional Services Agreement at the top. So as we've done in previous years, the committee uses the current contract to start thinking about what they want the next contract to look like. Sometimes the committee will have ideas and suggestions right now and then direct Stantec to start looking at how much that would cost and how that would fit in. Sometimes the committee actually has a couple meetings going back and forth deciding what they want in the contract and what they don't want in the contract. So it's been done both ways, but right now the ball is in the committee's court. Either give ideas to Stantec right now or spend the next meeting and the January meeting bouncing some ideas back amongst yourselves and then directing staff and Stantec to put a draft.
Alderman Barber.
The thing that is most troubling to me is the fact that we didn't know that the machines weren't where the machine wasn't working, right, and where it is located and where it has been moved to. And that kind of information, I think, should go directly to the aldermen, if not everyone on the committee at this point. And I'd like to see that included rather than just to Joel. I found out through my constituents who said, find out what the reading was, and then I found out going internally that the machine wasn't functioning. I think that's way too late for the accountability factor and your respectability. So I'd like to know when that would happen, and I'd like to be that would be part of the contract to include everyone on this committee about we're the monitoring committee. So to monitor, we have to have the information in order to know how to respond to that. So anything that is deficient or the data that you send, we would like to see as well. And then because there is a gap between when we hold meetings, and that would be important information for us to have as we move forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. I suggest, in the past, the only correspondence I had was directly to Joel because he was the only one. But if you wanted, I suggest perhaps if I had all your emails, any correspondence I have, I would correspond with Joel and copy the rest of you. And so then anytime if that's okay, that could be something to consider,
I thought we shared that website address with the committee before.
The FTP site where we posted? I'm sure everybody, I don't know.
The last time I tried, that site was password protected.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
That was because I wasn't, it's set up that way so you can give the password to who you want to give it to. And whether that's all the citizens or whether it's just for the
committee. Yes, and there's a reason for that. The spreadsheet that he's working on has confidential information from people who give complaints who don't want that information released.
Well, right now, the only thing I put on, I didn't put the names and the addresses of the people that put complaints down. I kept that just between you and me. I didn't want to put that on the website because I don't know who you give that password to. So.
Okay.
But you're right. Anything you want, how you want to set up correspondence, I always just, it's one.
Well, it's our first initial, our last name, and franklinwi.gov. And they're
Joel emailed me all that. Yeah. But next year, anything like that, we can do. That's not,
yeah. For the record, that was Mike with Stantec. So I guess I'd like to ask, as far as the quarry monitoring services, Clint, when do you anticipate starting to blast in the spring?
It'll probably be in March, as Dave said.
Okay.
For your planning purposes, I would just figure first of March.
And so, Joel, please make a note that this committee needs to get the contract to the council in February, the first week of February, because it seems to take a while for that.
This year didn't take so long, but you were correct, the year before did.
Yeah, a really long time, the year before. So we need to make sure that happens. And I'd like to just, I'll get you, Marge, in a second. I think that we have some very concerned and intelligent people in this meeting room tonight. And I would like to see them get a copy of those that are interested that would like to give their input on this contract, on what services we can afford and can ask. I would like you to take a look at this and get back to us on what you think is valid. If you think, you know, we need to do more blasting, we cut back on the blasting because monitoring, because it was kind of worthless. You know, the levels are set so high that we were spending all this money on, you know, moving it around, and it wasn't recording anything that was helpful. So we thought, well, okay, we've got this PDD limit we have to live on underneath, and we can't ever see anything that's higher than the levels of the limit. So let's do things like more air monitoring control, things like keeping the street clean, and things that are very noticeable to the community. So we actually shifted,
tracking.
Yes, complaint tracking. We shifted more of the funding toward that, because until that PDD limit gets changed, I feel we're wasting our money. So, Marge, Commissioner Shore.
Well, I guess I'm kind of concerned that now you're talking about.
Lean up.
I'm concerned now that you said, oh, we'll probably be blasting till December. It used to be, I can remember Clint saying it, that you guys would say, oh, we'll be quitting blasting by October. And now you're moving yourself way down to December.
No, I have never said that. My conversations with this committee have always been very open and frank as far as our hours of operation and the time of blasting. Usually it's an estimate. Because we are meeting on a regular basis, it depends on the demand for, you know, the products.
And you did not say that you would start in March either.
It used to be. I've never given you a date this year as far as when we expected to finish up. I haven't done it.
Well,
we haven't met since July. In the past, we've usually finished up close to Thanksgiving over the last 3-4 years, but the economy also wasn't what it was this year. There's obviously more construction activity down in this area this year, so we're operating a little bit longer than we typically have.
But it's never been to December.
That's not true. We used to, years ago, the Corps used to blast.
I've been here since 67, and I know. I mean, just
well,
like your hours and everything, I remember when all that was changed, you know, that you had to work certain hours and that. And but it seems like how long was it last year that you blasted? I couldn't get over that you blasted way after, you know, towards the end of the year.
Well, let's go back to the agenda item, which is the contract for Stantec. So currently we have the attachment A for the monitoring services. The operations are visual assessment around the quarry perimeter, concentrating along Rawson Avenue adjacent to quarry entrance, and to include weather data as part of the observation summary, along with photos and a short-duration video during periods of high winds. And that's $16,000, 20 events. Cost per event is $800. We'd have to suspend the rules, but I'm just going to be a little more open and allow you to just go ahead and make your comment.
Thank you. I didn't know if the public was allowed to comment or not, so thank you for the concession. The question I have is, does the contract with Stantec have to be with Stantec? Nothing against Stantec.
No.
I have nothing personal. Can it be opened up to a competitive bid instead of just saying we're going to renew this contract with Stantec?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Joel, do you remember who? There were only like a couple of them when we went out last time. Was it Giles?
Giles.
Giles?
No, they help us right now.
Okay.
Because we had three and then one dropped out at the last minute. I can't remember who the other two were.
Aqua.
That was the temporary one. They might have been the one who dropped out at the end.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there is some interest to contact them for.
In February, no.
No.
I just mentioned that if we go to open bid, it's not going to be done in February. That's it. Last time it probably took us half a year to go through that process.
Okay. So we should start on that. Go with what we have for now. Adjust it the best we can.